这是平斯勒美式英语译的第七课，请听下边这段对话。
Steve Thompson
和他的同事
Katie Martin
在讨论他们的晚饭计划。
Hello, Katie.
Hello, Steve.
When would you like to eat, Katie? Now?
No, Steve, not now. A little later. But I'd like something to drink now. And you?
I'd like something to drink, too.
请注意。美国人在谈话中常常喜欢用对方的名字称呼对方，在工作中的同事之间也不例外。请再听一次。
Hello, Katie.
Hello, Steve.
When would you like to eat, Katie? Now?
No, Steve, not now. A little later. But I'd like something to drink now. And you?
I'd like something to drink, too.
你怎么说？我想吃。
I'd like to eat. I'd like to eat.
问，你想在哪儿吃？
Where would you like to eat? Where would you like to eat?
回答，在餐馆。请用表示任意一个的意思的那个词。
At a restaurant. At a restaurant.
现在说，不在餐馆。
Not at a restaurant. No, not at a restaurant.
告诉我，你想要一点东西吃。
I'd like something to eat. I'd like something to eat.
说，我也想要一点东西吃。
I'd like something to eat too.I'd like something to eat, too.
问什么时候？
When? When?
你想什么时候吃？
When would you like to eat? When would you like to eat?
回答，现在。
Now. Now.
试着说，我想现在吃。在英语里，表示时间和地点的词常常放在陈述句的句尾。
I'd like to eat now. I'd like to eat now.
问他是否也想要一点东西吃。
Would you like something to eat too? Would you like something to eat too?
请给一个简短的肯定回答。
Yes, I would.Yes, I would.
现在说，不，谢谢你。
No, thank you.
但是，我想要一点东西喝。
But I'd like something to drink.
说，我也想要一点东西喝。
I'd like something to drink, too.
问什么时候？
When?
说过一会儿。
Later. Later. Later.
试着说，我要过一会儿吃。 别忘了把时间放在最后。
I want to eat later. I want to eat later.
问，你想在哪儿吃？
Where would you like to eat?
试着简短地回答说，不在这儿。
Not here. Not here.
在这里，你不用说
it.
这是因为你并不是在说某个具体的东西。请再以这种简短的方式说一次，不在这儿。
Not here.
问，在哪儿呢？
Where? Where?
在那儿。
Over there?
试着回答，不，不在那儿。
No, not over there. No, not over there.
在餐馆。
At a restaurant. At a restaurant, please.
你表示同意说好。
Okay.
请听下边的话，并做出相应的回答。
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
说，我想在这儿吃。注意词的顺序。英文的字面意思是，我想吃在这儿。
I'd like to eat here. I'd like to eat here.
说我不要。
I don't want to. I don't want to.
问他，他想在哪儿吃。
Where would you like to eat?
他说在旅馆。先学旅馆这个词，请听并模仿。
Hotel. Tell. Tell. Ho. Hotel.
请注意
L
这个音。再说旅馆。
Hotel. Tell. Tell. Ho. Hotel.
现在学在旅馆，请听并模仿。
At the hotel. The. The. The hotel. At the hotel.
在英语里用
the
这个词来表示特指的，或说具体的地方，或东西，或事情。这位先生在这里用
the，
因为他指的是他住的那个特指的旅馆。再说，在旅馆。
At the hotel. The hotel. At the hotel.
你记不记得怎么说在餐馆？
At a restaurant. At a restaurant.
需要记住的是
a
指的不是一个特指的地方或东西或事情，而指的是任意一个。在这里，也就是说，指任意一家餐馆。你怎么说在旅馆指任意一家旅馆？
At a hotel. A hotel. At a hotel.
现在说在旅馆指特指的一个旅馆。
At the hotel. At the hotel.
请把这两个表达方式一起来听并模仿。
At a hotel. At the hotel. At a hotel.At the hotel.
说我很抱歉，我不要。
I'm sorry, I don't want to. I don't want to.
你记不记得怎么问？你想什么时候吃？
When would you like to eat?
现在问你想在哪儿吃？
Where would you like to eat?
现在请听并模仿下面这个问题。你想吃什么？请注意词的顺序。
What would you like to eat?What? What? What would you like to eat?
问你想吃什么？
What would you like to eat? What?
回答我不知道。
I don't know.
问你想在哪儿吃？
Where would you like to eat?
用上升语调问在餐馆指任意一家餐馆。
At a restaurant? At a restaurant?
问在旅馆指特指的一家旅馆。
At the hotel? The? At the hotel?
回答说在旅馆，谢谢你。
At the hotel, thank you.
回答不用谢。
You're welcome.
说我想要一点东西喝。
I'd like something to drink.
现在问你想喝什么？
What would you like to drink?What would you like to drink?
现在我们学葡萄酒这个词，请听并模仿。
Wine. Wine.
我们现在还要学英语中另外一个表示一点的词，请听并模仿。
Some. Some.
再加上葡萄酒这个词。
Some wine. Some wine.
美国人一般用
some
这个泛指性的词来表示非特定的量。在下边谈饮料时，请继续使用这个词。现在试着说，我想要一点葡萄酒。
I'd like some wine. I'd like some wine.
说在餐馆，从现在起，请用表示任意一个的那个词，除非我们告诉你说的是一个特指的地方或东西。
At a restaurant. At a restaurant.
问他是否想要一点东西喝。
Would you like something to drink?
他怎么简短的给一个肯定回答
？Yes, I would.
问他他想喝什么
？What would you like to drink?
试着问他是否想要一点葡萄酒。
Would you like some wine? Would you like some wine?
说想，我想要一点葡萄酒。
Yes, I'd like some wine.
我想要一点啤酒。现在我们学说啤酒这个词，请听并模仿。
Beer. Beer. Some beer.
说一点啤酒。
Some beer. Some beer.
我想要一点葡萄酒。
I'd like some wine.Some wine.
我想要一点啤酒。
I'd like some beer. I'd like some beer.
现在带着加强的语气说，但是我想要一点葡萄酒。用强调的语气说话时，不要使用简略式。
But I would like some wine. But I would like some wine.
问在哪儿呢
？Where? Where?
告诉他不在旅馆，指特指的旅馆。
Not at the hotel. Not at the hotel.
说在餐馆。
At a restaurant. At a restaurant, please.
注意，为了显得更有礼貌。你可以在许多短语后边加上请这个词。现在以这样的方式再礼貌地问说餐馆。
At a restaurant, please.
试着说但是不是现在。
But not now. But not now.
过一会儿。
Later.
他怎么表示同意
？Okay.
你怎么告诉别人你想要一点东西吃
？I'd like something to eat.
说我也想要一点东西吃。
I'd like something to eat too. I'd like something to eat too.
说你想要一点东西喝。
I'd like something to drink. I'd like something to drink.
说你想要一点啤酒。
I'd like some beer. I'd like some beer.
问他是否也想要一点东西喝。
Would you like something to drink too? Would you like something to drink too?
说不，谢谢你。
No, thank you. No, thank you.
不是现在，过一会儿。
Not now, later. Not now, later.
他怎么带着加强的语气说，但是我想要一点东西吃。
But I would like something to eat. But I would like something to eat.
说好，什么时候
？Okay, when? When would you like to eat?
他说现在。
Now. Now, please.
你没有听到他说什么，问他。是否想现在吃？请注意词的顺序。
Would you like to eat now? Would you like to eat now?
他怎么简短的给一个肯定的回答
？Yes, I would.Yes, I would.
现在问他，他想在哪儿吃
？Where would you like to eat? Where would you like to eat?
他怎么说？在餐馆。
At a restaurant. At a restaurant, please.
现在他说出一个具体的餐馆，他说在公园大道餐馆。试着说一下这句话。
At the Park Avenue restaurant. Restaurant. The restaurant. The Park Avenue restaurant.At the Park Avenue restaurant.
现在问他公园大道餐馆在哪儿。
Where is the Park Avenue restaurant? Where is the Park Avenue restaurant?
他告诉你在那儿，他指的是那家餐馆。请注意，在这里你得用那个表示某个具体的地方或东西的词。
It's over there. It is. It's. It's over there.
你也可以简单地说
over there,
但是你无论如何都不能说
is over there.
现在请再说一次，在那儿，指那家餐馆。
It's over there.
他说在公园大道上，请听并模仿。
On Park Avenue. On Park Avenue.
请注意词的顺序，请再说在公园大道上。
On Park Avenue. On Park Avenue.
在餐馆，你问他，你想吃什么？
What would you like to eat? What would you like to eat?
他怎么说？我不知道。
I don't know.
问你想喝什么？
What would you like to drink?
他说我不知道，你呢？
I don't know, and you?
问你想要一点葡萄酒吗？
Would you like some wine?
一点啤酒。
Some beer? Some beer?
他怎么说？不，谢谢你，不是现在。
No, thank you, not now.No, thank you, not now.
问他是否想要一点东西吃。
Would you like something to eat?
他怎么说？不，谢谢。
No, thanks. No, thanks.
带着惊奇的语调问你不要吃
You don't want to eat? You don't want to eat?
他怎么说不是现在谢谢
Not now, thanks.Not now, thanks.
我想要一点葡萄酒。
I'd like some wine. I'd like some wine.
但是过一会儿。
But later. But later.
他怎么说在旅馆指特指的一个旅馆
At the hotel At the hotel
在公园大道上
On Park Avenue At the hotel on Park Avenue
用加强的语气说，但是我现在想要一点东西喝。
But I would like something to drink now. I would like something to drink now.
第七课到此为止。
Pimsleur courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.